Hello, everybody. A very warm welcome to another edition of our ITB Berlin podcasts. I'm Rika Jean-Francois, and I'm the commissioner for CSR at Messe Berlin. Yeah, all who know me already know that I'm very passionate about social and ecological sustainability. So it's really my pleasure today to talk about a subject which has been quite neglected. It's green IT. And it's very nice for me to have the possibility to conduct an interview with somebody who's really in the field. It's Virginie Coraz. She's the head of engineering, quality and green IT at Amadeus. So Amadeus, as I'm sure everybody in our travel industry knows, is one of the top 10 technology companies in the world. They really help to connect airlines, airports, hotel, travel agencies, tour operators, I mean, everybody to the travel ecosystem for a better travel experience and a better customer journey. So Virginie, it's wonderful to have you with us today. So may I ask you immediately, what is the idea and concept behind green IT?
Well, green IT or green information technology consists of designing, developing and running software that has minimum impact on the environment. So green IT aims to minimize the computing resources and the resources used to reduce ultimately the electricity consumption. So it is really at the heart of the company's technology strategy to help them meet their environmental ambitions.
Yeah, that's very important. I mean, when we think about how many ITs really happening in this world, so what kind of significant approaches are there?
I would say that there are mainly three levers, which are the software, the data center, and the end user's devices. But to start with, when launching a green IT initiative, I think the most important is to start by fostering a culture of sustainability in order to initiate the change and to include sustainability perspective in all key decisions. So talking about the levers on the software side, what's so most important is to adopt eco-design practices. What does it mean? It means that embedding environmental aspect as much as all the usual requirements, such as the functionality, the required security, as an example. And this type of consideration will minimize, for instance, the number of transactions or the volume of data managed.
So, yeah, how is Amadeus directly involved in that? What does your company do to have its IT green?
We have adopted an environmental sustainability strategy, which is based on three pillars. The first one is the environmental efficiency of our operations. The second one is about the development of IT solutions that help our customers improve their own environmental efficiency. Mm-hmm. And the third one is about partnering with industry stakeholders. And for that, we have worked on our data center to improve our operations efficiency. And since 2019, our data center is now a carbon neutral facility. Mm-hmm. And we are moving also to the cloud, which is a huge transformation program, which will help benefit from better power usage effectiveness and other cloud benefits.
Mm. So how's the response of the partners? Are they very open to it?
Of our customers, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, because the cloud provide moving to the cloud allows for other efficiencies, which are to also allow to have the data close to where it is computed. So and also allow for data sovereignty. So it answers other functional or other benefits, but additionally it brings improved efficiencies from the cloud provider, both from the hardware and software mix. So there are a lot of benefits of moving to the cloud, and our partners are very committed to sustainability and have ambitious objectives.
And maybe for all of us to understand better, what would you say, what impact do data centers have on greenhouse gas emissions?
While the overall of information technology part of the emissions of greenhouse gas as part of the resulting from human actions, it's 4% overall, and for the data center, it's estimated to 1% of the overall greenhouse gas emissions resulting from human activity. So it's quite significant.
But which possibilities for improvement are there really? I mean, what do you see? Where can we do something?
As just briefly mentioned, at Amadeus, we have signed a cloud provider partnership with Microsoft, and we launched our largest transformation program ever, so to migrate all our applications to Microsoft Azure. Mm-hmm. And it is a key enabler to green software because it allows us, for instance, to benefit from cloud elasticity, so namely the ability to scale as needed, and the capacity is instantaneously and automatically secured. And it allows also to benefit from an improved power usage effectiveness, and it will improve ours by 15%, so a significant improvement.
Mm-hmm. So I understand that software development also plays a very important role. How does this software architecture influence sustainability from the very beginning?
So on the software side, we are adopting eco-design practices, meaning that in every decision, we consider sustainability. On the so we are reviewing all our practices, being the way we do quality, the way we do AI, and so on and so forth. And on the architecture front, we are, for instance, just to take an example, we are reviewing our programming languages, mm-hmm. recommendations for modernization purpose, and to make sure that we use the right language for the right purpose, we have reviewed our list and have considerations that take into account sustainability and to use the right language for the right purpose.
I mean, even the programming code can make technology solutions more sustainable. Is that right?
Correct. In fact, if we take programming languages, for instance, C++ is ranked amongst the greenest and the most efficient languages nowadays. And it's actually the most widely used in Amadeus.
That's fascinating.
And we also introduced the Rust language in our standards. This is rather recent, as it's particularly efficient for computing processing units for CPU-intensive applications. So it's one of the greener and the most robust languages. So you see, this has an impact even on the programming languages.
That's very interesting. Do you think this can also still be optimized? I mean, are there still possibilities to, when you design green software, what is exactly, what do you need to observe to that it can maybe still be optimized, that we can still do more?
Well, we are... when we design a software, what is there are high-level good practices. So first, use, as I just mentioned, an environmental-friendly language where possible and relevant, mm-hmm. to write efficient code and to avoid unnecessary logging, processing, or storage of data. To look and analyze the code to measure and optimize the resources usage of the services and of the application. And last, I would say favor architectures that limit the use of resources, such as network, for instance.
So is it still possible to quantify the energy efficiency of a code?
Yes, actually, We are working, we have partnered with, we are now a member of the Green Software Foundation, which is a foundation that regroups many members to work collectively at green IT standards. And their very first deliverable was the carbon intensity score. So we are actually assessing this score and this computing in order to evaluate the effectiveness of our code for one of the biggest of our applications, and be able then to act and take decisions based on this score, on the evolution of this score. So definitely, it's quite new, but we are looking into this detailed scoring of the application.
Well, this sounds all very, very progressive, but I'm also afraid that some companies might not take it as serious as you obviously do. So is there also a danger of greenwashing in the IT sector? What would you say?
Mm-hmm. You're right that this is a risk. But at Amadeus, we have a clear environmental sustainability strategy, and we are really acting concretely on it. So I think what is really important is that you get concrete steps and concrete deliverables, so that it's not just a strategy. When we have concrete plans and dedicated budget and we take concrete actions, I think we can demonstrate, and our commitment can be evidenced by a number of our activities. I mentioned Green Software Foundation membership. Mm-hmm. We also partner with a climate tech company like Choose, and we are rolling out the Climate Fresk workshops, mm-hmm. where more than 800 employees attended already with very good feedback. So I think we need to demonstrate concrete action and concrete measurements to avoid the risk of greenwashing.
Mm-hmm. And what about certification? Have you thought about seal of approval certification? Yeah,
definitely. We are committed to investing in innovation and collaboration, promoting sustainable business practices, we have since 10 years, actually, we are part of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index, which is an important index in this respect. It's a big survey of 200 pages to fill in, and Amadeus has been included since 2012 and remained in the top of the 10% best mm-hmm. scorer for this part. So this is an important benchmark that we are pushing. Dealing with and mm-hmm. we are committed to.
Well, this is all on a very high level, and I think it's extremely important, and I really I'm happy to hear all this. Besides that, I mean, every little company, you know, everybody talks about digitalization. We all try to be more digital, but are there any tips, anything for you could give for how to be sustainable on your digital workplace?
Yes, sure. Actually, in the digital sector, half of the emissions are due to the usage, the manufacturing of the equipment, and half of it is due to the usage of the equipment. So, mm-hmm. one key element to consider is to avoid over equipment and minimize the number of equipment. Maybe consider: do you really need this new connected device, for instance? That would be the first one. And also to extend the lifetime duration of your equipment. Renew it only when it no longer works, because, as I said, it's already half of the greenhouse gas emissions. And the two other advices I would have is to adopt a mindful usage of it. Use live video wisely. Avoid emails with big attachment, but instead share share the link and to perform regular digital cleanup to remove unused applications, to remove the large files in just 10 minutes done regularly. You can really save several gigabytes. So it's really worth having this type of regular cleanup done on your laptop and on your every device.
Do you think that customers, I mean, not only your customers, but in general, customers and travelers are getting more aware of this topic?
Yes, definitely. We see recent studies show that 87% of the travelers say it is important, and that 78% would actually pay more to lower their carbon footprint. Mm. So it is definitively important. And we acknowledge, as an important player of the industry, we acknowledge our responsibility to collaborate with others and contribute to creating a more sustainable future.
Yeah, you can really be a leader in that topic. I think, as you are a leader in general in technology, as a technology company, and especially in tourism, I think it's very important to have such a lighthouse.
Definitely, we see it for the importance of our as a responsible company. We see it to help our customers and the travelers, and we see it also even for our employees. We are very much engaged and sensitive to the subject. So it's many stakeholders and we are in collaboration also with industry key players to work collaboratively on this important topic to improve the environmental impact of our industry.
Yeah, I'm sure there are still a lot of critical commands, and the discussion must be open, and there's a lot of things we can still do and we can discuss about. So I would really love to have this conversation also at ITB, at next ITB 2023, when we will all gather, not only digitally, but physically. I think we should really drive that further and have that discussion next year.
I'd love to, Rika. Yes,
it's such an important subject. So thank you so much, Virginie. It was so nice to get a deeper insight into the subject. And yeah, we'll keep on going. We'll keep on discussing. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This was the ITB Berlin podcast, this time dealing with green IT. And thank you, Virginie Coraz from Amadeus.
Thank you so much, Rika, for the opportunity.